Hi, everybody. So today I want to talk about when is the best time to sell and buy a new home. So, yeah, I know there's like this magic thought that if I wait until XYZ happens, interest rate goes up, all these different things that you're thinking, oh, this will be the perfect time to sell my home and buy another one. But when you do that, when you have to sell your home and buy a new one, and that actually includes people that have the luxury of being able to buy a new home, move out, and then go ahead and sell their home. In other words, it's not a contingency situation. It's more of just, you know, they're ready to move on. So they have the, you know, financial ability to buy another house and completely move out of it and then get it ready for sale. That includes you people too. Because what I'm about to say will blow your mind. Well, maybe not blow your mind, but will blow your theory of when's the best time to do this. But the best time to do that is whenever you are ready to move. Because, okay, the reason is that unless you plan on holding your existing home till as long as it takes for the market to change, and we're talking a market change could take anywhere from a year to 5 years. So that's how long market changes happen. This is just not like something that happens overnight for the most part. So, but when you're buying and selling, then that means you're in the same market, whether it's a buyer's market, a seller's market, balanced market. You're going to be in the same market to buy as you are to sell your existing home. So do it whenever you're ready to do it. You find a place that you love and you're ready to sell, then I'd say go do it because it's not going to make a difference. Okay, so now let's talk about people that are not doing that. They're not buying and then also selling their home. So there are some different things. So if you're a first-time home buyer, say currently you're renting, you know, right now, with interest rates being as high as they are, I know this sounds so counterintuitive, but this is the time to buy. And why do I say that? Okay, the reason is that when you buy at this type of the market, there's less buyers out there, less competition, less multiple offers. Prices are starting to come down a little bit. Sellers are eager for buyers. So they'll make accommodations. They'll maybe give you seller concessions, things to help cover the buy down of the interest. Although I would caution that that's not the best use of your money is buying down the interest. It's a possibility, but only for, maybe if you're self-employed, maybe that's a good option. But if you are somebody that, you know, has a W-2, that stream of income is going to be coming over the next few years, you don't see any reason for it not to be, you can refinance later on down the road if interest rates actually do come down. So they're anticipated in 2024 to come down. Don't know how much exactly, but that's the plan. Now, there are some lenders, and you really are going to want to vet this, but there are some lenders that will give you one refinance for free. And I know of one. I don't want to put it on here right now. You can call me. But that's what they are putting in writing, that, you know, within, I want to say the next 3 years. So if you refinance, we're going to just for argument's sake say it's next 3 years because that's what I think it is. If you refinance in the next 3 years, they will do that with no additional cost to you. So there's going to be some cost, title, that kind of stuff, but not lender costs. Usually there's an origination fee and all these other fees for refinancing. But if you get a lender that says, hey, I'm with you, I think interest rates are going to come down, and these interest rates right now that we're seeing are crazy. And we'll give you one shot to, lower it later down the road. So that's one option. The other option is to use those seller concessions to permanently buy down their interest rate to a number that you feel super comfortable with. Again, you're taking money to buy down money in the future. So I think you have to really think about, like, how long do you think you're going to want to live in that house? If it's just going to be 5 years because you feel that either you've got promotions coming, or maybe you really want to live in another part of the country, but you just, aren't ready to make that move yet. Buying down interest may not be your best bet. I'm just saying. Okay, so let's go on the seller side. So let's just say you're a seller and you have either a vacation home, second home, investment property you're over and done with. You want to do a 1031, maybe, those kind of things. So, yes, when it's a buyer's market, that's an issue, but right now, I really would say we're more of a balanced market. So, I would dip my toes into that selling pond as well, because it's very possible that what you have, somebody else wants really bad. And I think you're going to find that out in the first 30 days. If your property is priced according to the market, within 30 days, you're going to have a good feel for that. And if it's not, then you're going to know that too. And you can make a decision, hey, we'll just keep it as a vacation home for another year. Maybe we'll rent it out. We'll keep it rented. We'll renew that lease that we got coming up, those kind of things. But I would give it 30 days, because it's very possible that the price that you're wanting may be a buyer out there for that as well. So hopefully this kind of makes sense. And I think that a lot of people think they can time the market, and I have to say, historically, that's not usually the case. There's usually something that we didn't know that happened. 9/11, we didn't know that was going to happen. That affected everything. We didn't know that the stock market crash. I don't know why it's escaping me of what it was. But anyway, with it, there was all that mortgage bond, backed securities, and short selling and all that kind of stuff that happened in 2008. We didn't know any of that. I mean, who knew that? I mean, some people did. We didn't. We also didn't. I don't think we knew that the Federal Reserve would come in and go, crap, let's raise interest 11 times. I don't think anybody saw that one coming. I mean, once it started to happen, of course, then you got to see the writing on the wall of what was going on. But had you really thought about that being something that was going to happen the year before, 6 months before that it started? I don't think so. So we don't know what we don't know. And so I would say, if you really want to get a new home for whatever reason, upsize, downsize, right size, a lot of us people don't want to do stairs anymore. So we want to get into single family homes without stairs. I mean, there's just so many reasons to want to get a new home that if that's really your tug and you're really feeling it, I'd say dip your toe in it, give it a shot, see what happens. And you might just end up with your dream home. So I hope this has been helpful. I love talking to you guys, and I hope you like my new channel. I know it's a little bit, crazy having a change, because I've noticed the viewership kind of went down. So anyway, tell all your friends that I'm over here, and I'm gonna try to figure out a way to let y'all know that I'm over here now. So, all right, love y'all. Take care. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, Real Estate with Sherry. And if you've got any topics that you're interested in, text me, WhatsApp me, call me, 480-809-5853. That's right, 480-809-5853. And if you want the MLS at your fingertips, text HOMES 749. That's HOMES 749 to 32323. That's right, 32323. HOMES 749. Take care, everybody.